Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to Ourofino do Animal first quarter of 2018 results conference call. Today with us we have Mr. Jardel Massari, CEO, and Mr. Cleber Gomez, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please dial star zero to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com, webcast 1Q18 banner. The slide presentation, which will be presented by the management today, is also available for downloading on the website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the Safe Harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jardel Massari. Please, Mr. Massari, you may proceed. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in to our conference call on our first quarter of 2018 results. We are staying strong in executing our strategy. The Animal Health Industries Union, SINDAN, disclosed market data for veterinary medication in 2017, and Ourofino placed fourth on their rank, a small difference regarding the third place we had. We were in third place since the second quarter of 2017. So it reaffirms the sustainability of the adjustments made to retake the historical levels that we've had for growth and profitability. In international operations, we were the company that grew the most in 2017 in Mexico, according to InfarVet's rankings, and the third highest growing in Colombia, according to APROVET's ranking. They are the respective unions in each country. In the first quarter of 2018, which is seasonably weaker in net revenue and EBITDA margins, our revenue grew by 22%, reaching 92 million BRL. A gross margin of 57% in comparison to 53% in the first quarter of 2017. The company still is attentive to its expenses, and it's reached a dilution of 9% over its revenue in comparison to the same period last year, which takes our EBITDA margins to grow 12%, a total of 12 million BRL in comparison to 1 million that we had in the first quarter of 2017. Net profits came to 4 million BRL, reverting a loss of 6 million that we had in the same period in 2017. Operational cash generated was 25 million BRL, and net debt reached 1.7 times EBITDA. It was 6 times in the first quarter of 2017. In livestock or production animals, net revenue grew by 21%, reaching 65 million BRL, with a gross margin of 53% in comparison to 47% in the first quarter of 2017. And this is fully in line with our plan. Our field staff continues to be very driven to reach the sustainability and profitability goals we've set for 2018, focusing on drivers such as need to adopt technology and the vocation they have to produce animal protein in Brazil. In the pets or company animals sector, our net revenue was 19 million BRL, a growth of 16% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017, with a gross margin of 71%, that is 0.4% higher than the previous quarter. For this segment, we are expanding our own staff of technical consultants, and we are visiting more veterinarians, which is aligned to our driver to intensify pet care, which is something that is more significant for millions of Brazilians, pets who have longer life expectancies. Besides, it's important to see a gradual reuptake of the macroeconomic scenario in Brazil, which has had a positive impact on the market. It was growing before by 19% a year. So this allows us to see that we have a good year ahead of us. In international operations, revenues grew 58%, reaching 8 million BRL with a gross margin of 62%, 2% above the first quarter of 2017. This reflects the company's execution of its strategical plan in Mexico and Colombia with new clients and introducing new products to our portfolio, and also increasing our sales staff. This quarter, we've also had a ceremony to launch a movement we call Productivity, in which all employees were encouraged to reflect on their role in permanently seeking process improvement, because there's always something to do to increase our competitiveness. We should be guided by a purpose of reimagining animal health, and this means making the company always more efficient, quickly and simply, and especially helping to transform the efficiency and competitiveness of the sector in the markets in which we work. We'd like to thank you all for your trust, and we are still focused in permanently finding productivity to add value to the company. I'd now like to give the floor to our Financial Director and Investor Relations Director, Mr. Kleber Gomes, who is going to talk about the results we had for this quarter. Thank you, Jordel. Good afternoon, everyone. The company had a net revenue of 92 million BRL in the first quarter of 2018, which was a growth of 22% in comparison to the same quarter, 2017. The production animal segment had a net revenue of 65 million BRL in the first quarter of 2018, up 21% from the first quarter of 2017. Positive impacts were increased volumes and prices in the sector, especially anti-parasite, antimicrobial lines. Pets or company animal segment had a net revenue of 19 million BRL in the first quarter of 2018, growing 16% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017, which reflects increases in volume and price. The international operations segment had a net revenue of 8 million BRL in the first quarter of 2018, 58% up from the first quarter of 2017. This result had a positive impact from increased volumes in Mexico, Colombia, and other countries, besides exchange rates being positive. Now a comment on gross margins. Our gross margins for the first quarter of 2018 were 57%, 4% higher than the first quarter of 2017. The production animal segment had a gross margin of 53% in the first quarter of 2018, up 6% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017, which reflects price gains. Furthermore, the first quarter of 2017 had an impact of provisions for inventory losses. The company animal segment had a gross margin of 71% for the first quarter of 18, 0.4% higher than the first quarter of 2017. It received an impact from price gains in different lines. International operations had a gross margin of 62% in the first quarter of 2018, up 2% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017 due to price gains and exchange rate differences. Expenses with SG&A in the first quarter came up to 46 million BRL, a dilution of 9% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017, and this reflects the continuous attention to expenses that the company included in its culture, of course, along with increased net revenues. EBITDA in the first quarter of 2018 came to 12 million BRL, a margin of 13%, up 12% since the first quarter of 2017. It reflects expanded revenues, gross margins, and a dilution of SG&A expenses. Some comments on net financial expenses, net income tax and social contributions, and net profits. So our net financial expense in the first quarter was 3 million, down 40% in comparison to the first quarter of 2017, and this was due to continued cash generation since 2017 and a reduction of net debt of 196 million BRL in March 31st, 2018, after reaching 265 million in December 31st, 2016, and 200 million BRL in December 31st, 2017. Income tax and social contributions in the first quarter of 2018 was 0.2 million BRL versus what we had in the first quarter of 2017, which was 4 million. The net profits in the first quarter of 2018 were 4 million, offsetting a loss that we had in the first quarter of 2017. This is a reflection of our EBITDA growth due to the factors I mentioned before, added to the reduction we saw in our net financial expenses. About the company's indebtedness, in the first quarter, our net debt versus EBITDA ratio was 1.7 times in comparison to 6 times in the first quarter of 2017. Our average debt cost was 7% this quarter, and it was 8% in the first quarter of 2017. This includes connected derivatives. Our cash reached 126 million BRL, and along with the cash generated that is expected for the next quarters is enough for our short-term debt of 163 million, which is focused on the third quarter of 2018. In the first quarter of 2018, we had operational cash generation of 25 million, which goes in line with our improved gross margins and dilution of expenses. Highlight was debt amortization and interest payments totaling 53 million BRL. Our investments in R&D were 8 million BRL, representing 9% of our net revenue. This percentage is in line with its historical average and shows that we are continuing to invest in our growth and sustainability. I'd now like to give the floor to the operator so we can continue with the Q&A session. Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please dial star 1. As a reminder, if you have a question, please dial star 1. Ms. Olivia Pertinelli from JP Morgan has a question. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I have actually two questions. The first is if you can give us an update on the biologicals plant, how production is going there, and when we'll see these new products coming into the market. The second question is that you are going to be stronger in some fronts, especially internationally. So if you give us an update of what we can expect from now on. Thank you. Hi, Olivia. This is Kleber. I'll start with your second question. you were probably talking about the report that came in Valor magazine, but we actually don't have any M&A activities right now. We are assessing them because there was a significant reduction in our debt. And with that, we would have opportunities for the company to look at other opportunities, but there haven't been any activities in that sense. Nothing that would be a highlight right now. Regarding our biologicals plant, we continue to develop it. The plant is running, it's been concluded, and products are being developed right now normally. We don't have anything for the short term, but it's well within our expectations for production. Okay, thank you. I just have a follow-up question. You mentioned a better pricing scenario, that you had better prices. How do you see the inventory levels for retailers? Does that allow you to pass on prices, or is it because of the uptake of the economy? Actually, prices are something that we've been talking about publicly. The situation in China, due to environmental reasons, has been having a lot of changes in their production system. And everyone knows that we buy a lot of medications from China as well. And we've also been passing on prices because the market is accepting higher prices. So we've been trying to do this just like any other affected industry. So we see improvements in that. And also, the macroeconomic scenario is becoming better, so we have to pass some of the price on to the final customer. But Orofino usually looks at its price tables at the beginning of the year to review them. But this, of course, was boosted by higher costs for some Chinese products. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Marcio Monte from Banco do Brasil. Good afternoon, Mr. Tortel and Mr. Kleber. Thank you for the opportunity. I have three questions. One continues the one Olivia asked about price ranges. If you can tell us, on average, what your readjustment has been in your price tables, if there are any other expectations for the rest of the year, and what about the situation with loans? Will they be paid earlier to make use of the better rates that the market has been paying? Can the company make use of the situation? The last one is about international operations. That's one of the factors that the company has. It's been very productive in international operations because of the hedge it had. Now, since the dollar has higher value with comparison to the BRL, I'm wondering how that affects our hedging. And what are your expectations for margins in the second quarter because of the foot and mouth disease vaccination season? What other perspectives do you have to improve the situation in the second quarter? Hi, thank you for your questions. About prices, we really haven't disclosed this information openly, so unfortunately we can't tell you the percentage that we are using right now. Regarding liquidation of loans, we simulated this and we know that the base interest rate is variable, but Orofino, to our understanding, has a very low rate. It's a gross rate of about 7% with debts. So We did assess it. We thought it could be an opportunity for some of our working capital to have different financing lines, credit lines. But since we have some debts to pay in the second quarter, it wouldn't be enough for prepayments according to our contract. So we decided not to do this, but naturally it will happen because of more expensive loans. Well, not expensive for us, but in any ways, they were under the market levels. You mentioned international operations, hedging, and so on. International operations had some growth, not due to hedging in itself, but the expansion in our staff since we are now reaching these other countries and the efforts we're making in Mexico and Colombia. With the exchange rate, if we look at the first months, the exchange rate was getting in the way of our business. But now the exchange rate is favoring our business. Most of the growth definitely is due to the successful implementation of controlled medication in Mexico and Colombia. Your last question was very interesting. Considering that we have a sale of Chinese materials, a very small percentage, we have a natural hedge, which are our exports, and also sales for poultry and pork, which has prices listed in U.S. dollars. We looked at this in the company, and we are having a very balanced production. So we're not gaining anything, but we're not losing anything. There's balance, and this month we should seek out a hedging operation to balance it, but it hasn't been necessary so far. So the U.S. dollar doesn't concern us that much, considering we have our natural hedge for it. You also asked, from what I understood, about management issues with the FMD vaccination campaign. In fact, the campaign will be during this quarter, the second quarter. It's a product that is demanded in the market, but we don't have a bad feeling about it. We hope that this campaign will be similar to what we had in the past, but we have to gauge it and see how it will be when it comes. Thank you for your question. Thank you. This concludes our questions and answer session. I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jardel Massari for his final considerations. Well, we'd like to thank you all for your attention, and we are convinced that 2018 will be a very robust year for us in line with our budgets and with our figures. It will definitely be better than 2017. Thank you for your attention. Thank you. Orofino's first quarter of 2018 results conference call is concluded. Have a nice day.